You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Another crazy stat from last night, B-Mitch. Since 1975, teams with 400-plus yards, no giveaways, no sacks taken, and getting three or more takeaways were 79-0. Now, after the Rams lost, it is now 79-1.
Yeah.
All right. All is quiet, all is bright for at least 1 week up in the city of brotherly love. B-Mitch, we're about to connect with your boys up there. Hugh and Joe, are they with us now?
Just keep getting the 5 yard, 4 yard.
Yeah, we got to get Jeff off.
Yeah, okay. Jeff, appreciate it. I know, I was just letting him finish his thought. I got you. All right, let's get to our crossover with our guys.
We have guests.
106.7 The Fan, Steve Saban, and B. Mitch, Brian Mitchell with us right now. Guys, how you doing?
B. Man, we're doing good, but y'all got us coming on, and you're going to have some damn caller. Tell him to go.
Well, we did. Well, we had him go. Yeah.
You gotta set it up properly, man.
Thanks to me.
Well, sometimes you control the phones. Hugh's been hanging up on people lately just because.
Hey, Hugh, tell me
about that?
Hugh, every once in a while when they start talking too much, just drop them off. Bam.
No, listen, let me tell you. Y'all think I'm bad? This guy we talking to right now?
In terms of petty?
Way worse than me.
More petty than you?
Way worse than me.
I don't believe that. I don't know.
If I know what I'm talking about and they don't, I'm not listening to them.
You know, the better trick is you put them on mute. And so they keep talking, and they don't know that they've been hung up on.
Oh, yeah, put them right on hold. It's one of my favorite tricks.
I do that a lot.
Wait, you just pile them down.
Huh? And then
are you on Twitter?
Talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should see his Twitter feed.
He can't be as petty.
No, see, I don't really, like, I post stuff, but I don't go back
to engage.
I don't engage too often. If I do engage, it might go on all day. But I don't try to engage too often because most people on those things anyway, they're just trying to irritate you anyway.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you know what my goal is this year?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start reading Bible scriptures on the air, and I'm going to quit Twitter beef.
No one believes you.
Well, good luck on that.
You're telling lies on the air, I see.
Good luck on that.
B-Mitch, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf, man. I'm going to do better.
You know what, B-Mitch, is literally my quote on my Twitter feed? I ain't here to fight the whole internet today.
8.
That's a good one. Hugh, you should take that
I'm
advice.
Trying.
Because Hugh will take on the whole internet.
Yeah. If you want, you can fight the whole internet.
Yeah. I'll try.
Any given
I'll
day.
Some days I wake up and I'm like, I'm here for this. And I'll go like a whole hour and a half and piss off everybody. Then I leave. They continue.
We cut from the same cloth.
Wake up feeling frisky.
Huh? Like, what happens is they just start talking and they start sitting all kind of stuff. And they don't realize, once I leave, I don't look at it ever again.
That's good.
Yeah, I go to the next section.
I'm kind of on that page. But, boy, when I look at it and they catch me on one of them days, oh, it's going down.
Yeah, then he comes in here. He's like, I'm turning over a new leaf today. No more. All right, guys, let's talk some football. We got tomorrow. And, look, when the schedule came out, I think you guys probably thought the same thing. These games were going to be super meaningful between these two teams coming last year. Yeah. They're not for the Commanders. They are for the Eagles. All right. But let's just start here. What the heck happened to you guys this season? I mean, last year, we're in the title game against you guys. This year, it seems like it's just been a season from hell. What happened?
You start getting injuries and all that stuff, and I know people they think that's an excuse, but once you start getting injuries, everything is thrown off. I think the whole chemistry got thrown off. Terry not coming into camp early, all that stuff messed up the offense. But you know what? You got to do better. And this year, it didn't happen for them. I think they got to get back to the little. They tried to go after it after going last year to the championship game, and they say, oh, we just add a few pieces. Well, it didn't work that way. You should have kept building. I think they need to get more of a base, and then they can move forward.
When you remember these games, B-Miss, what are some of the things that you remember fondly about playing against the Eagles when you were back then it was another team, but the Commanders?
Well, the thing about it is I think – no matter what the records are, you can't say it. You can't
tell them again, B-Miss. Tell them again.
You can't relax on that because let's be real. I know players like to say, oh, man, we don't overlook anybody. That's a bunch of crap. You look down at a team that's not playing well and you know that you're a better team, you normally just slack somewhere along the way. And that other team knows if they can get up on you and make that pressure jump on you, it's hard as hell to just flip the switch in a football game. So if you're the favorite and you start messing around, have turnovers and things like that, and the game comes down to it, and that other team is winning, when you start pressing, you mess up. And I think that's one thing the Eagles don't want to have to do. Because, we've seen the offense turn the ball over sometime this year. Mm. Jalen has had his up and down moments. So and I don't know what type of quarterback completely he is. He's won the Super Bowl. He's done some things. But there are games you look at and you go, what the hell is going on? Because he doesn't look like the Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah, you want to talk about this rivalry? Here's something to trigger Brian. Ready? November 12th, 1990.
Body bag.
Monday Night Football body bag game. 9 Redskin players left the game with injuries. And who finished the game under center? What's the last score in the box score? Mitchell, 1 yard run.
How about that?
28-14, the final score. Buddy Ryan had boasted before the game, we're going to beat him so bad, we're going to have to be carted off in body bags. And sure enough, that's what happened.
Came back later on and then won that game in the playoff, though.
A little reminder there. That one slide.
His petty runs deep.
Yeah, no, I can hear it. Yeah.
All right, listen, you know I was up there for 3 years, and everybody was like, "Man, you remember the body bag game?" I'm like, there's another part to that whole story. They said, what do you mean? I said, the playoff. Oh, we don't want to talk about that.
we cut that story off right there. All right, guys, I want to come back to the Jalen thing in a second, your thoughts on him. But in terms of the Commanders, what you're seeing, because there's two types of teams late in the season. We watched the Raiders here last week against the Eagles, I think that Raiders team is quit. I mean, they're just done. I didn't see it. They stink, I know that, but also I didn't feel like they wanted to be here. The Commanders, are they still playing hard for Dan Quinn? I know they won last week. What kind of effort do you expect out of them tomorrow? And they play 3 division games to end this. They play Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles to finish this thing.
They still playing for Dan. I think they really, really are trying to get it. Some teams, you're right. When the Raiders, they look like the old Cardinals back in the day. They already had their U-Hauls on the back of their truck. They're ready to go home.
That was bad.
But I believe that this team understands. And I think, young guys in football today, they don't understand a lot of the rivalries. But I think they understand the NFC East. And I think they're going to be ready to play. So if they're not, they will be embarrassed by the Eagles because they see that. But if they could come out there ready to play, and they're going to be given some opportunities, I believe, in this game. And it could be a tight one.
There's several teams that have become non-functional. The Raiders are one of them. You guys saw that last week. Mm-hmm. 75 yards of total offense. I think the game ended in, what, 2 hours and 40 minutes?
Yeah, it was one of the quickest games in the history of the NFL.
They're like, okay, we're done here. Let's move on. I don't get the sense that the Commanders are non-functional or that they've quit. But how do you explain, Mitch, the zero against Minnesota?
I can't.
Was that just everything just went wrong?
I was watching that game, and I'm serious. I thought I was living in, like, outer space or something.
I mean, they single-handedly
answer that one.
They took the shock paddles to J.J. McCarthy's entire career and went, clear, ka-ching, and they brought him back to
life. I hope that's the only game they play like that the rest of the year.
I hope so, too. But it didn't look like they were quitting. They just sucked.
Yeah,
when I've watched them the last few weeks, I felt like that too. I don't think it's quitting because they played the Broncos tough. What was the last week of November?
Yeah.
I mean, the Broncos haven't lost in months, and that took a 2-point conversion to finish. So I think the Commanders are still playing hard. We'll see how it looks tomorrow.
You know what, though, Joe? Speaking of quitting, because I remember when I was in Atlanta, Marcus Mariota quit on the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, you said I'm out.
And he's
they were trying to screw him, though, man.
No, but I was watching Hard Knocks. And they're talking about he's playing well. What is he doing that's making him play as well as he's been playing lately?
I think he understands. He and Cliff works well together. He understands his offense. And I think he sees himself in a different way. He came here knowing he was a backup.
Mm-hmm.
He came here knowing he was going to be that guy that could get into the game if something happened to Jaden. And I think he's just embraced that. In Atlanta, they told him he was going to be the starter.
No, he was the starter, B-Mitch.
I know.
They benched him for Desmond Ritter.
I know what you're saying, B-Mitch, and you're right, but he had opportunities. I was there. You need to go back. Like, he played horrible. And when they decided to bench him towards the end of the year, he got mad and left. He took his ball and went home.
Well, I can tell you, he took his ball, came here, and he ain't been quitting since.
So, I mean, I guess the change of scenery. I guess he ain't liking it in Atlanta. It was too dark for him. I don't know, man.
He's played well. He's had that one play like weekly. Mm-hmm. He'll play damn good football and he'll have one little hiccup.
Yeah.
And I think if he could stay away from the hiccup, he could do some good things on the field.
Man, because I'm looking at his stat line, 211 yards last week.
He's running a lot too. Yeah. I mean, he's run for like 40 or 50 yards a game recently.
He can still scoop.
Yeah.
He's like an older dude like I was and still can outrun him.
He is a decidedly non-awful.
We ain't got to tell family business on there like that.
He is a very much non-awful QB2, and there's a lot of teams in this league that would kill for that kind of a guy.
Well, the Eagles had him here a couple years ago.
Non-awful QB2.
Awful QB2s.
I know that sounds like an insult.
No, but I'm just saying. Most teams looking for a QB that's non-awful.
Let's talk about QB1. B-Mitch, you referenced Jalen Hurts earlier. I mean, we've been fighting about Jalen here all year, even though he is a Super Bowl champion. And he's obviously been an excellent Eagles quarterback in balance over the 5 years. But this year, I think, B-Mitch, there was a sense off the Super Bowl that was like a launching pad. Now he was going to be that kind of guy on most weeks, and that just hasn't been his season this year. He bounced back last week before that really rough five-game stretch, which ended with that Chargers game on Monday night. When you watch Jalen, what do you see?
I see a guy. Well, I watched Jalen all the way back to college, and I've had a great respect for him because of how he handled the whole thing with Tua. You know, many guys would have been running away. He stood right there and hung in there. But I think, and Hugh and I played with Donovan. Donovan's my cousin, okay? Donovan had the mindset where he wanted to prove that he wasn't a running quarterback. And I think Jalen has a little bit of that in him, too. He can run the ball, but he refuses to do it at times when he could and just continue moving the chains, okay? I think he needs to utilize every bit of experience he has after this week, though. Every bit of ability he has. Because he can be the times when he'll go in these games, he'll have like 14, 15 passes. He's not doing well, but he won't have any rushing yards. He'll have a small amount. He can break a game wide open. And I know there's times when he's gotten hit, but hell, get 10 and get down. But I think he needs to utilize everything that he has in his arsenal against teams, and he'll be a much better quarterback.
Steve, what do you think of Jalen?
I look at him, and I just know from friends up there, and I listen to you guys when I'm going to visit Philly. I'll be up there tonight in Phoenixville, so I'll be tuning in to the whole lineup and all that. I feel like there's a similar arc to the way McNabb got to be up there, where he was objectively a really good quarterback, and yet the gripes kept piling up about things mm-hmm. that weren't quite as good as people wanted them to be.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing about that you make about, you know, stigmatizing of like, I want to be a pocket passer. I'm more than just a running quarterback. It's the dumbest thing ever because there's so many plays where a simple run for a guy that's got some wheels moves the chains and completely affects the defense.
All that matters.
So I don't get that. I want to ask you guys about where is the A.J. Brown meter at the moment? Because I know there was that early stuff complaining about targets, and then more and more when I watch him, I'm like, dude, you should have caught that. Dude, you should have caught that. Where are they at on A.J. Brown?
The temperature was raised a couple weeks ago because that Monday night game against the Chargers when Jalen had all the turnovers, A.J. was partially responsible for that loss. I mean, he had a drop at the end in the end zone. They could have won the game. He dropped one off his hands that became an interception. He didn't play great that night, even though he had about 100 yards. So, yeah, I would say people have been frustrated with him. It feels like we're in a war. I mean, this kind of reminds us back to 20 years ago with the quarterback and the receiver, right? And I think at some point, guys, the Eagles are going to have to choose between keeping Jalen or keeping A.J. I mean, that time might come this offseason. Here, where do you think everyone is right now with A.J.?
You would keep the wide out over your quarterback?
Well, I wouldn't. I think the Eagles might.
I think people like the wide out. I mean, I don't know because I hear the players talk, B-Mitch, and then I see stories written. It's kind of hard to say because, you know, the media members, they're talking to somebody.
Somebody tells you something.
Yep.
Yeah, but I'm talking to the players, and the players don't have a problem with him. So I don't know. Like, it's one of those ones I don't know who to believe.
Yeah.
It's almost like half the fan base is like, stop talking, and half is like, hey, he's right. He's got a point. Something wrong with the offense in the passing game.
Yeah.
But if he's right,
he better catch the damn balls that's going through both
that's
hands.
That's it. Yes. If you're going to talk, you better make the plays. Guys, we appreciate you guys doing this.
Right,
have
man.
A great rest of your show, and enjoy the game tomorrow.
All right. Y'all take care.
There
hey,
they
you
go.
Too, brother.
106.7 The Fan.
All right. How about that? That was a wild statement that they may have to choose – between A.J. Brown or Jalen Hurts, I'm like, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
It makes no sense.
I'm like, point me to another time in the modern NFL that a team chose a wideout over a quarterback who is on a mostly max.
I don't know
if
they did it, but you mentioned Donovan and T.O., the same type of situation happened.
Oh, maybe that's what they're going on.
And let's be real. The guy that seems to be a little brash and outlandish is the one that they're going to go along with. He matches their personality.
A.J. Brown, I thought, was older. He's only 28. But
he matches their personality just like T.O. matches their personality. Donovan and Jalen don't match the personality of the city.
All right. I will confess that I am a secret, and I was a secret T.O. stan back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I still love the way he played the game because even though he was a crying lunatic at times, and a very high-maintenance diva wide receiver, that guy loved football.
Yeah.
And so I don't get the sense with A.J. Brown, the whole book thing in the sideline, the fact that he seems to look like he's quitting or not giving full effort at times now, which would really piss me off if I was an Eagle fan. I'm like, is he even trying out there? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
To think that they would side with him over Hurts is kind of crazy, but you're right. I didn't think about that with McNabb and T.O. that they did kind of choose that. I would say, though, that's almost been 20 years ago now. I would say that the NFL has changed where you're not going to give up a QB1 that you can win with and won the Super Bowl with for just a wide receiver. I don't see it. Yeah. I don't know if there's any other comp.
I lean towards what you're saying in that.
In the last 10 years, I don't see anyone that's done that. But what's fascinating is we're going to have on the market next year a lot of low mileage, expensive used cars that have had engine trouble in the form of Kyler Murray, Tua Tagovailoa, and there was a third guy that got.
I don't see a lot of interest being in Kyler Murray.
I didn't say a lot. I mean, these are flood damaged vehicles that are nice BMWs that there's a big note on, there's a lot of money left on them that they got to get rid of. The Cardinals and the Dolphins know we got to shut these guys down so they don't get hurt because we need to exit them.
The thing about it, like, I look at the Kyler Murray thing, and when I met Kyler Murray at the Super Bowl or the draft, I'm like, this guy here is rather small.
Tiny.
And
short.
That was a him and Cliff thing. Cliff liked him. and wanted to get him. And he had done a lot of stuff with him.
Yeah.
But like in
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This league, that guy right there has to do exceptional things to have clear passing lanes. And he has the ability to run around and do his stuff.
He's exciting as hell.
But once you start getting those little knee injuries and things like that, it starts to take away. Like, Bryce Young is now starting to get it, but Bryce Young is a pocket passing quarterback.
Right.
Doesn't run around a lot, and I thought he would have trouble early on because, hey, I'm just going to rush and get my hands up. I'm going to make you have to throw it a little higher off your release point, and it'll affect your whole game, and it did. Now you see where he's getting a little half rolls and things like that, and he's starting to get a little better. But Kyler, his secret weapon is his exceptional jitterbugness. Mm-hmm. He can move around and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he's going to be able to move around like that. He's had injuries the last 2 years. So I don't know if the interest in him would be as high as it was early on.
I don't know either who would want to get into the Kyler Murray or Tua Tagovailoa business, because mm-hmm. both guys I think are very flawed. But it's a quarterback hungry league, and somebody's going to take a flyer.
Yeah, they just pull a guy 44 years old off a couch to come in and play,
which is a joke.
So that says I'm sure a lot. If I was a former quarterback, I'm getting ready now. I mean, if you're a guy who's just out the league, start working, man. You got a chance.
Yeah. I mean, look at the Jets pulled in Justin Fields thinking, he could be the guy. Nope. Mm-hmm. The Giants pulled in Russell Wilson going, he could be the guy. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is going to be the same thing with a bunch of guys who got paid well ahead of there being certainty that they were worth that much money, because that's what the league has become. If you don't have a quarterback, you are literally wandering in the desert.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
They put all that focus on the quarterback.
And by the way, if the Giants don't win again, and let's say the Titans and the Raiders somehow win a game, or the Giants win the tiebreaker, I got to go to tankathon.com to see who's currently in the number one spot. I would seriously, if I'm the Giants, think about taking another quarterback. If they think they're set with Jackson Dart, they're crazy.
Oh, they think so.
Then they're crazy. They are going to stay the Giants. And you know what? I hope they do think that, because that's good for us.
Jackson Dart is young B. Mitch. Nobody could tell me what I'm going to do.
Yes.
I'm serious. That's how I was when I was like young, 16 years old, 15. Don't do that. This is what I do.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't seem to want to learn. He better learn real quick.
Did you ever watch the Gruden quarterback camp interview mm-hmm. with him?
Yeah.
And basically Jackson Dartless guy, I want to be a +2 guy on every play. And Gruden's like, what is that? He goes, well, I want to get 2 more yards after contact. And Gruden looked at him like, are you a moron?
You're not a fullback, dude. And a fullback that does it all the time is going to have problems later on in life.
Right.
So let's be real.
Yeah, he's like, you're a quarterback. You don't need the +2. They need you to not be in the blue tent. Yeah. Which, by the way, he's been in for 50% of his games now in the pros.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Can we switch gears a bit, B-Mitch, and talk some college football in the next segment?
Yeah.
Because we got playoffs today. I feel like Jim Mora. Playoffs? Don't talk to me about playoffs. We got Alabama, Oklahoma tonight, three games tomorrow. And I'm going to dare to ask a blasphemous question, which is this round even necessary? We'll talk about it next. B. Mitch and Finley here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.